What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm coming at you live from Las Vegas, getting ready to go see Government Gangsters, Kash Patel's movie premiere. So I'm excited to do that. So I'm here in Vegas. I also have Wasim with me. Wasim, knocking out the truth on your foods, folks. And you know what? I felt like this is just as important as a component as anything else because I'm starting to get more health conscious with all the, with my diet now and the direction I'm going in my life as I get older. And I'm looking back and regretting all the things that I've done to my body, like not just the punches to the head and the boxing and the alcohol and the drugs, but also things that I wouldn't have thought really were doing, wreaking havoc on my body, which was energy drinks. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, energy drinks and sweeteners. That's what we're going to focus on today, right, Wasim?
That's right. I want people to know what they're actually drinking when they're going to the gym, or it's not even at the gym. You see people just downing Red Bulls, downing Celsius, and you see these it's all over commercials. Everything is promoting energy drinks. Energy drinks are the new thing, you know? So
And that's what we're going to get into today. But first, folks, get your gut cleanse protocol. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by potential toxin that's in all the quote healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent poop food pyramid for the longest time. I'm sure you can agree with that, right? And the potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. So you can go find it yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/NinoFuck, folks. Gutcleanseprotocol/Nino. Hit the link below. I'll put it down there for you, folks. Get started on this. I'm really starting to go this direction, and I'm going to be bringing on great guests. I think my main guest is going to be Wasim. Because I followed him on Instagram, and I gotta tell you, man, you're knocking it out. You're killing it right now.
appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
It's been crazy.
man, I suggest everyone follow his Instagram. What's your Instagram?
I'm just Wasim. IMJUSTWASIM. It's a really, I'm very proud of the channel. Every video is teaching you something that you didn't know about the food that I once learned. So I basically share that knowledge with everybody.
We're basically being poisoned. We can't trust any of it, right? I mean, I if we've learned anything from 2020 and beyond now, the direction that we're going, humanity's going now, we all know we cannot trust the system, not even one bit. So, of course, if they're doing that in the medical industry, they're going to be doing this to our food.
It's all about what you eat and what you eat ate as well, you know? And that applies to beverages as well. These energy drinks are so bad. And it makes sense when you see people. You just see people are just having twitches, addicted to caffeine, can't sleep at night, and they don't know where it's coming from. No one is thinking that maybe it's from the food that you're, maybe it's the beverage you're consuming. Nobody reads ingredients. They don't teach you to read ingredients.
Let me ask you this, Wasim. I've been drinking coffee. I always drink coffee, right? I gotta have like 2 cups in the morning, maybe three, sometimes four. But I am now drinking my coffee black. Is that just the safest route to go?
That's the best way to do it. But even when you do, like when you have raw cream with it, that's absolutely fine. When you add like a, but overall, you would want black coffee by itself, organic, especially because people don't know that most coffee beans are sprayed with a pesticide, multiple pesticides, especially glyphosate. So you really got to know where your coffee's coming from. This applies to everything, even water.
So let's get off. Let's start the sweeteners first because a lot of people try. What is it? Sativa,
Stevia, monk
stevia.
fruit, but there's so many that it's really crazy when you look at how many artificial sweeteners there are. You're going to find reports saying that it's clean, and when you really have to just do the research. Diet Coke, for example, has a sweetener called aspartame in it, and my opinion is that it's not the best thing for your brain. When you start realizing it's hijacking certain parts of the brain, you also see a lot of obese people drinking Diet Coke. They never actually lose the weight, which is really ironic.
Yeah.
So sweeteners itself, the best ones I always recommend come from nature. So if you're doing the raw organic honey, real honey, it's a great sweetener. Everybody loves honey, but you got to get real honey. Maple
Right.
syrup is a good one
Local
too.
honey. Local honey.
Local honey depends because even locally, some places they spray glyphosate. They spray stuff on the crops. You really have to know, you got to speak, really have to read the label, and you have to know the source if there's no pesticides, nothing like that.
So let me ask you something. If I had to choose between a Diet Coke and a Coke, what's better to drink? If I had
That's
to
a really
choose.
good question. That's a really good question. And genuinely, I don't know the answer because Diet Coke can help with losing weight, but at the cost of messing with your brain because of the aspartame that's in it, because that's known as a neurotoxin. Neuro means brain, toxin means toxic. Pretty obvious. Coca-Cola in general has actually, what's crazy is Coca-Cola here in the United States is sweetened with high fructose corn syrup, then sugar. If you go anywhere else around the world, they sweeten it with sugar because high fructose corn syrup is not allowed in other countries, but in America, it's allowed.
Right, that's
So,
why. So I drink Mexican soda, right? So I'll drink a Mexican Coke from Mexico that are bottled in Mexico. Those are my favorite, by the way. You can absolutely taste the difference in a Coca-Cola from Mexico than one from here. And if and to bring up your point, like a lot of people, and I've seen this over and over, I've done it myself. I'll order a double cheeseburger and get the Diet Coke because that Diet Coke is like a psychological thing where I'm like, well, I'm not being too bad. Right?
Once you
But
learn that everything is psychological, everything is. It's all trickery. You have to learn the words. You have to learn what the words mean. You have to learn what the ingredients mean. When you look at the front and it says sugar free on it, your brain is automatically going to think that's good because there's no sugar. But you have to think a little bit more like, okay, if this says sugar free, like Diet Coke says it's sugar free, why is it so sweet? You have to ask that question. And
yeah.
then you read the ingredients, which most people don't do. And then you see aspartame and you're like, what is this? And you Google it. And then you start seeing, like, oh, here are all the side effects. Here's what it comes from. And you're like, wow.
Yeah, they're getting us, aren't they? I mean, I just I'm in and just even off that ad I just read right now where it's talking about the healthy foods, it's all a scam. What they're trying to pawn off on people is not healthy at all. So
And
let
that's
me
why,
get it.
go ahead.
Go ahead, no, go ahead. And that's
I
why
was going to
what?
say, that's why you have celebrities endorsing these terrible products because they come out with stuff and then they tell you this is the brand new formula that does not affect, like, this is way better for you. And then people trust their favorite athletes, their favorite celebrities. If they're holding a Bang energy drink, they'll be like,
People
oh, I'm going to
should
drink that.
stay away from sugar-free energy drinks. How is it that I
these
just
companies?
I almost feel like, for me, to be quite honest with you, I lived off energy drinks. I mean, the two energies you're holding in your hand right here in this video, I lived off these. I thought I was doing something good by drinking Diet Red Bull and then Monster. And I have a buddy right now that seriously, he pounds probably three to four Monsters a day, grape Monsters with vodka. And I mean, we lived off this stuff. This stuff was like to us, like we, and I felt like, well, it's an energy drink. It's going to give me energy throughout the day. It can't be that bad for you. You're going to tell me this is terrible for you.
You're gonna see in this video, so press play.
Whether it's Red Bull or Monster, stay away from sugar-free energy drinks. How is it that these have no sugar, but they're sweet? It always starts with a question. Now we use our brains to solve the problem. The problem is people are programmed to justify drinking this because they say zero sugar. But you really gotta read the ingredients. Red Bull, for example, fourth ingredient is natural and artificial flavors. It's sweetened with artificial sweeteners, sucralose, and acesulfame potassium. Monster Zero Sugar also has natural and artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners, sucralose, and acesulfame potassium. So what is the common denominator? These contain artificial flavors and artificial sweeteners. A great swap would be organic coffee or organic tea. Organic fruits are also a great option because these are clean, natural sources of energy. So ditch those energy drinks and follow the channel for way more content.
Those two sweeteners, acesulfame potassium and sucralose, Sucralose, like I said, is a sweetener derived from chlorine, which is nasty. Acesulfame potassium sounds clean because it has the word potassium in it, but when you actually look it up, it's a chemically lab-made artificial sweetener that's super cheap to make, which is terrible for you. And it'll be on ingredients as ACE K because K stands for potassium. So those two you'll see in almost every energy drink. Every most supplements out there use sucralose and acesulfame potassium.
So let me ask you something. When you go to like a grocery store, like an Albertsons, Safeway, even a Whole Foods, how much of the stuff in the store is junk? Would you say 50%, 40%, 90%? How
90.
much? 90?
Nine
90.
zero. When you go to a conventional grocery store, it's about 95%. When you go to Whole Foods, it's about 70%. When you go to Target, it's about 85% are poisoned.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's
This
obvious.
is,
Just start
yeah,
grabbing random
I
stuff and
just,
reading it.
it's just, wow, man. This is disturbing. Flavored energy drinks. So that was sugar-free energy drinks. Now we're going to, see, I always thought I was doing the right thing by drinking a sugar-free energy drink. I was like, ah, how bad could it be? But here's flavored energy drinks.
Stay away from these popular flavored energy drinks. They're artificially made. Take this for example, Monster Energy Ultra Watermelon flavor. So you would think that there'd be watermelon in here. There is no watermelon, no watermelon juice, nothing like that, just natural and artificial flavors. Also sweetened with artificial sweeteners. How is this ultra watermelon? This is ultra processed. How about Bang Energy Blue Raz? So maybe there's blueberries in it, maybe there's raspberries. I just wish to point out that on the front it says natural and artificial flavors. There are no fruits in here. The third ingredient is natural and artificial flavors. As a matter of fact, all these colorful energy drinks here, they all contain natural and artificial flavors. With natural and artificial flavors, you don't know what's in it. It can contain hundreds of different chemicals to make the aroma of the fruit itself. So it may smell like the fruit, but it contains no fruits in it. If you're really craving flavors, eat organic fruits. They even give you energy. Follow the channel for more content.
So would
Stay
you
away from.
say natural flavors, when someone reads it, that's very misleading.
Natural flavors starts with something natural. For example, if you start with an apple, whatever chemical process you put it through afterwards, you can call it natural flavors. If you melt it, turn it into a syrup, then you harden it, and then you melt it again, and you add another couple chemicals to it, it's called natural flavors.
Wow.
They don't have to disclose the bleaching process, they don't have to disclose the chemical process.
So here's one of my favorite dr energy drinks, and I was on a kick on this one for a while. I was drinking Celsius like it was going out of stock.
Celsius is the most popular
That's the
energy.
most popular
I would,
one. yeah, it's the most, and you got all these celebrities endorsing it. I was drinking it nonstop. I was drinking two a day for a while, man, and I don't know what kind of permanent damage it's probably done to my body, but let's hear what you got to say.
Energy drink that I see at the gym and outside. Stop drinking this. I'm going to show you guys how they deceive you. Come over here. Check this out. So, this is the mango passion fruit, right? But right here, natural flavor with other natural flavors. But when we look at the ingredients right here, there is no mango and there's no passion fruit. Another way to deceive you is because since there's no mango or passion fruit, it also contains 0% juice. So what is this drink? So they advertise that they don't use certain artificial sweeteners. Look at this. No high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame. So you're probably thinking, oh, that's good. They're using sucralose in here. That is an artificial sweetener that's going to damage your DNA and your gut bacteria. I also want to emphasize that there's 200 milligrams of caffeine, synthetic vitamins in here, natural flavors. This is a chemical concoction. It's lab made. This is a recipe for disaster. Instead, just swap it out for some organic coffee or organic tea. And be sure to follow the channel for more food shopping tips. Celsius.
Wow, dude, you're doing such a service to mankind, bro. I'm telling you this right now, like by teaching this stuff to someone like me, like because I just go about my day. I see, ah, natural flavors, that's cool. How bad can it really be? You're saying this stuff is extremely bad.
Yeah, because you just like the fact that if nothing's disclosed to you, it's hiding in certain terms. You just read these ingredients, you read those synthetic vitamins. The reason they're synthetic is because I researched and like, where are these vitamins coming from? They're petroleum-based chemicals, they're petrochemicals. So it's petroleum-derived vitamins. That doesn't make any sense.
So
Monster Energy is one of the worst.
here's one of my
Nah, this.
favorites as well. Celsius and Monster were the two I drink. I have friends right now that that pound monster drinks when they go out and they go to clubs or they go to bars or whatever. I have a buddy there at home that drinks. You go into his fridge and you're going to see a six pack of Monster every single time you open the fridge. Every single
That's
time.
so sad.
I mean, if you're mixing it with alcohol, that's double
Oh,
the problem.
oh my God, your kidneys are gonna get your liver's gonna get destroyed.
First energy drinks you can put in your body. We have the big can here, 24 ounces. Do you know how much sugar is in this? Check this out. 81 grams of sugar. It makes sense because the second ingredient is sugar. Third ingredient is glucose, which is another form of sugar. And right after that is natural flavor. So this is mostly natural flavors. You see all these B vitamins right here? Look, 390%, 750%. Those are synthetic B vitamins that are coming from coal tar or petroleum. Use common sense. Does that sound beneficial to the body? If you drink this chemical trash, you're most likely going to be like tweaked out of your mind. You're probably going to go like this. You're going to twitch like crazy. I've seen people do it at the gym too. You know that humanity's doomed because people mix this with alcohol. That's crazy. So I'm here to save humanity. So stop drinking this shit. If you want real energy, get it from nature, organic fruits. Don't let these energy companies try.
Everything I just said right now is in this video. I
Yeah.
didn't even watch this video. I said,
I
you're doing
for
such a great service for mankind. And then people are drinking this with alcohol. And you say it all right here.
I forgot that I said that. That's so funny. I don't curse in my videos either, but that one I did.
I mean, think about it. Between all the synthetic drugs people are taking when they go out in the nightlife, I'm going to tell you right now, everyone thinks that they're going the healthier route by drinking a diet Red Bull with some vodka, a diet Monster or whatever with vodka, and then they're popping pills like Adderall and things like that. Trust me, I was in this scene forever. I can't believe the damage we were doing to ourselves. That's worse than anything you can do, right? I mean, this right here is a concoction of death.
They're artificial forms of energy that just, even that itself is scary. Like, just, and then they're mixing it with caffeine, like hella forms of caffeine. You got caffeine and high amounts of
Bang Energy
sugar.
is one of the worst.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. This is a good one. Bang.
So this is Bang, and so Bang was also one of my favorites. I didn't drink much. Well, I drank them all, but Bang to me was like, I used to love Bang. I used to drink this every time I would go to the gym. If I could find a Bang, that was my go-to. I found like these were more powerful than all the others for some reason. For me.
Bang Energy is one of the worst energy drinks out there. Don't buy it. I've seen a lot of people drinking this, especially lately at the gym. With all the garbage ingredients in here, this is going to disrupt the gut so much, you're not going to be able to have a really good workout. So besides the caffeine, they got sodium benzoate, which is a terrible preservative for you. There's natural flavors in here, artificial sweeteners, sucralose and acesulfame potassium, which has been known to damage the gut. As a matter of fact, those are the most popular artificial sweeteners that you'll find in even these as well. And don't fall for the flavorings like peach mango, because there's no peaches and there's no mangoes. This is a chemical concoction from a lab that gives you the illusion of energy. If you're looking for real energy, I would recommend organic coffee or organic tea. And I'm still looking for a very clean energy drink that doesn't have natural or artificial flavors. I'm on the lookout for you guys, so don't worry. In the meantime, be cautious of what you drink.
Wow. Jeez. Now,
Oh.
Prime Energy is not something I've never tried. Prime
The Prime
Energy.
Energy drink, made popular by these two social media celebrities, Logan Paul and KSI. Seriously, I have no idea who this guy is. Well, they look very responsible as they are influencers. So let's break down what these influencers are promoting. Ice Pop flavor. Says naturally flavored. It seems good on their website. As you know, on this channel, we always read the back. It says up here that this is only 10% coconut water. That 10% coconut water is coming from concentrate. It's juice that has been reduced down to a thick syrup. So the water's removed and it's just a syrup sugar, natural flavor. That means you're taking something natural and you're chemically altering it in a lab to produce different flavors. The artificial sweetener sucralose, it's made from sugar in a multi-step chemical process. There are some nasty side effects of sucralose. As if that wasn't enough artificial sweetener, now they're adding acesulfame potassium. Acesulfame potassium contains a carcinogen called methylene chloride, which can cause headaches, depression, nausea, mental confusion, liver effects, kidney effects, visual disturbances, and cancer. Seriously, stop listening to these influencers. They're just making money off you to get you to drink.
And it makes me think, Wasim, what kind of ailments this is going to cause later in life? Like when you're in 50s, 60s, 70s, are you going to get like premature dementia? Are you gonna start? I mean, seriously, I have to think about this. Are you gonna start getting Alzheimer's when you're like in your 70s, 60s, or 70s instead of your late 80s? Do you get what I'm saying?
Like you're hijacking your brain with all these artificial junk in it. So like you're hijacking it over and over. I'm assuming it's going to cause some damage, not only to your gut's connected to your brain. Your body works synergistically with each other. So yeah.
So every organ is in jeopardy here. Every organ.
When your gut is messed up, your brain's messed up, your brain can't operate properly, which means your whole body naturally just gets messed up. What you eat is so important. And then I
Farm
have a video on the best energy drinks, which is,
farm
I
few
think you'll
between.
like this one.
Far and few between, probably.
The best natural energy drinks, organic coffee, organic tea. Let's start with coffee. The best benefits of coffee is that it tastes good and it's a superfood. And the caffeine in coffee gives you real energy. Coffee is among the most heavily chemically treated crops in the world, which means you have to go for organic. No synthetic fertilizers or chemicals. Here's a good example. Look, organic. And it says single origin Colombia. That means the beans are coming from one source. Make sure you have it black. No sugar, no cream. Another great option is organic tea. Organic means no harmful chemicals, stronger aroma and taste, stronger healing properties, and better health benefits. Black tea is a great source for energy. It also contains thionine, which is an amino acid which calms you. Another great option is organic green tea, which will give you energy and clarity and focus. And my personal favorite, which is the purest form of green tea, matcha green tea. One cup of matcha equals 10 cups of green tea and half the caffeine of coffee, and it has amazing benefits for the body. Go for natural sources of energy. Your body will appreciate you.
Okay, so can you trust the matcha from Starbucks?
No. That's like low quality matcha. When you read matcha, the best source to get it from is Japan. And you really got to read the back because there's two types, ceremonial and culinary. Ceremonial is for drinking, like ceremonies. Culinary is for cooking. So you get ceremonial grade organic matcha green tea, usually from like Fuji, Japan, or certain areas. So.
So basically, what we're saying here, folks, is ditch all the energy drinks. Don't trust not even one of them. Stick to organic black coffee, green tea, and what else? Matcha. But it all has to
Matcha.
be
You
organic.
can also drink fruit juice, like cold pressed organic fruit juice that like comes in glass or like Evolution Fresh, which is a cold press means that they're squeezing the fruit without using heat. That means you're preserving the nutrients. Organic, obviously, no pesticides and anything like that. So that's another source of energy, but just eat fruits if you really want energy. Coffee is so good. Coffee is actually very beneficial as well. It's got its benefits, but if you're really, you gotta see another thing about coffee, you gotta like think about when you pour it through the paper thing, the paper's bleached. So sometimes when you look at your coffee on the top, you'll see white specks on it. That's bleach. So a lot of people drink bleach unknowingly and then they get the fucking plastics, the microplastics and the high acidity, and it's crazy. Like, you really should make your own coffee at home. Get a French press, get an organic single origin coffee, or do pour over. Pour over is a really good way as well. But
Get the organic beans, correct?
yeah.
That's a way to
Know
go.
where
So
your beans are com
if you
know where
take
your
anything
beans are
away,
coming from.
all right. So if you take anything away from this, it's ditch the energy drinks altogether. Just ditch them altogether. Organic green tea is what I'm getting out of this, and black coffee, organic. That's it. All
Coffee
right.
works. Black coffee is so good. It works, and I don't know why people
Oh,
want
it
those.
gets me going, but I gotta now go back and look at what kind of black coffee or coffee beans I was buying. Where am I buying organic? I don't even know. I mean, when I see organic on a package, I usually grab that one, but I need to start looking at the ingredients. So, Wasim, thank you so much for joining me. Where can people find you?
You find me on all the social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. It's the same. I'm just Wasim. IMJUSTWASIM. The most active I'm on is on Instagram. That's usually where I add the stories and all that. But Instagram is the best way to find me.
And I gotta say, you're worth following. You're very informative and entertaining, Wasim. So thank you so much. You're doing a great thing for humanity. All right, folks, give Wasim a follow and ditch your energy drinks, folks. Ditch them all. Later.